Let's pray. Our dear kind Heavenly Father, as we open up your word today, we pray for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, that we will appreciate the lessons that you would have us to learn. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and beginning with verse 13, we read these words. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savour, with which shall it be salted? Is it therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In these verses that we just looked at, there are two elements that we need to consider: salt and light. Is it amazing what an effect these two things can have on what they are joined to? Salt in a small amount can do wonders to any dish that we put together on the table. And in many ways, the same applies to light. Just a little candle, just a little light, and darkness is chased away. And that really also can apply to our lives. Just a little bit of cheer, just a little bit of happiness, and the day becomes so much brighter. In verse 13, we are commanded to be the salt of the world. To be that salt does not mean that we have to do a lot, but hey, we must do something. We must do something. That we are willing to do the part that we are asked to play, that we are willing to do the things that we are asked to do. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 and verse 50, the point is again reiterated that salt is good. But if the salt has lost his saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another. Here we are told that salt is good, and it is good. But when it loses its saltiness, when it loses its ability to do what it is supposed to do, then it becomes a total waste. That's a challenge. That we don't become a total waste. Luke 14, 34 and 35, again the point is made that salt is good. But if a salt has lost its savour, with which shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. Then he finishes off with the words, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The message is reiterated, don't be a waste. Be useful. And the advice is then given, let's learn. He who has an ear, let him hear. And the first rule in learning is you must be willing to hear. If you don't hear, you don't learn. But we need to be willing to heed the advice that is given, that we understand the challenge of being that person that Christ would have us to be. We can all play a part in bringing people to Jesus. But we must be willing to take the part that is given to us, take it seriously. Does that mean doing much? Maybe not. Maybe not. But the part that we are given to do, let us be faithful in doing that part. But to do that, what does it mean? How does it happen? Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And in verse 13 and 14, we read these words. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion for the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Here the point is made that whatever we do for other people, however we bring them to Jesus, let's do it in love. Let's do it in love, one for the other person, that we show to that person the love that Jesus has shown to us. That the other person looking towards us can see that Jesus is shining through us. Question. What do people see as they look at you? Can they see Jesus? Can they? I'm reminded of the words, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. There's a word of caution here. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak. Take heed, don't be a stumbling block to others. Have you ever been challenged by that? To not be a stumbling block. Years ago I had given that challenge in a bit of a kind of a way. I must admit I do have a soft spot in my heart for rock and roll. And many, many years ago I had the opportunity where I would have been able to go to a concert in Melbourne where they had the legends of rock and roll all under one roof on one night. All the people, all the names I'd grown up with, long who are now dead and buried, all of them pretty much, in Melbourne on one night. What a temptation. I didn't go. I watched it on TV. And all the different ones I'd known over the years, whose names I'd heard about were there performing in the Rod Laver Arena on one night. Stumbling block. How we need to be careful that we don't become a stumbling block to others. I think of other entertainers who I could have gone and seen over the years, who were the legends of the legends. Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. were in Melbourne one night together. They knew how to sing. I didn't go. What a challenge, though. To don't be a stumbling block to others. And how we need to take that challenge seriously. Don't be a stumbling block. That we don't live in such a way that others will look at us and give up and say, well, do my own thing. Doesn't matter. No one cares. In looking at the Bible, we could ask the question, is there such a person who was willing to stand up, to be salt? Can we find such a person in the Bible? Who was willing just to stand up and be salt? Not a big thing, but what a difference it made. We can. 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm going to read you the introduction of this story, because we know it well. 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, we read the introduction of this story, 1, 2, and 3. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honourable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valour, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. What a story we have here. An amazing story of a little girl that was taken away into captivity, far away from home, far away from mum and dad, far away from what she knew. A captive. Would not have been easy. And hearing that the captain was so sick with leprosy, it would have been easy for her to say, well, serve him right. Tough luck. What do we find? What we find is that she was willing to stand and to give a good suggestion to his wife and her mistress. And what do we find? At the end of the story, that not only was the master healed, but also converted. Converted. We don't know the girl's name, but what an impact. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And in verses 14 to 16 we read, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Light. Light. And the point is made that a city on a hill cannot be hid. It is seen, especially at night. I remember years ago going on a mystery flight when I was working at the Signs. About 80 of us got on this plane and went to Perth. That was back in the days when you could go up into the cockpit and look out the front. And I remember coming back, we were still about 100 miles away from Melbourne, looking out the front, and you see the twinkling lights. Beautiful. Cannot be hid. A city cannot be hid at night with the lights. It lights it up. And every time we go to Melbourne from Ballarat at night time, there's a section just beyond Bacchus Marsh. And you look across to Melbourne and it's all lit up at night. It's beautiful. Light. It's amazing how what a little light can do collectively, how it lights up. And when you think about it, light has a purpose. It dispels darkness. And with it, it means that the world around us does change. And with light, we would hope that the world would change for the better, the light of Jesus. But it brings us to a challenge. Are we willing for the light to shine through us, that Jesus can make the changes in our lives that we all do need in times? That we can shine for Him. But to be that light, as it is stated in verse 14, to be the light of the world, what does it really mean? Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 18. Here we're given a picture that the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just, a shining light. What kind of path are you giving to those who are looking at you? Is it a path that will lead them to Jesus? Is it a path that will lead them to heaven? There is a reason given for us needing to be that kind of path. There is a reason that reminds me of the fact that we are not an island to ourselves. We all can affect those that are around about us. Philippians chapter 2, come with me there. Philippians chapter 2. This is a challenge. Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye what? Shine as lights in the world. Shining as a light. Blameless. To be harmless, to be shining. That in all you do, it does not become a stumbling block to those who are looking on. You know, the world we're living in is fast falling apart. And the one thing people need today, more than anything, is hope. Hope. How we all need hope. What do we have to offer that can give hope? And with what we do have, the question is, but are we willing to share it? Are we willing to give that light? Are we willing to tell people that, hey, the light that is shining is Jesus. Jesus, who is willing to give all. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. The challenge is given. Matthew 5. Matthew five and verse 15 says, neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Light's not to be hid. We share the light that the world can see that we do have something to offer that is special. The light has a reason for being, and at the centre of this light is the light of Jesus shining in and through each of us. Is Jesus shining through you? Can the world see Jesus in and through you day by day? Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 and verse 16, the point is made that no man, when he lighteth a candle, cover it with a vessel or put it under a bed, but setteth on a candlestick, that they which may enter in may see the light. Can people see this light? When we have something to share, then we are given it a command that we should be willing to share what we have with others. That we need to be willing to share the love of Jesus with someone this week, It all might seem a little bit hard, but when you consider what is at stake, becomes a matter of urgency, doesn't it? We all need to know Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, we are given the command, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here we are given the command. Let your light shine. Let it shine. Remember the old song, let it shine, to when Jesus comes. Let it shine. But the challenge is, to let it shine, we must know Jesus ourselves first. Have you discovered him? Are you willing to share with others what you have discovered? That he is there for you. He will not let you down. But if I do that, is there a reward? What will people say about me if I do let my light shine for him, for Jesus? 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, 11 and 12. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good work, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. See what's happening here? By being the person that you should be, then others will come to the place of giving glory to God for what he has done for you. For you. Even if they do not change themselves, they will yet admit that there is something special in you and that God should be given the glory for that. You see, behaving as God would want you to do will make a difference to others. A difference that they will not be able to ignore or forget about. It will be there for all to see and to take note of if they are willing to be honest. But the challenge for each one is to be the person that God can and will work through. Thought to consider, John 15. John 15. John 15, 8 and 9. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. You see, as you put your effort into reflecting Jesus, then you will be rewarded in that you will come closer to him. And add to that the fact that he will draw closer to you and will be in and through you. And as a result of this closer walk with God, then you will have a greater measure of the love, the beautiful love that only he can give. Something special to be a part of. What a love to experience. You know, we mentioned earlier the story of a little maid as an example of salt. And what a wonderful difference she made to the world in which she was placed by force. But what about someone being a light? Is there an example of someone in the Bible who was a wonderful light to the bad situation they were in? I'm going to take you to Genesis chapter 41. Here we have the story of Joseph. Joseph. But in that moment when Joseph was about to be made second to Pharaoh, Pharaoh made a comment. And these are the words of Pharaoh of Egypt. In Genesis 41, beginning with verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. What an amazing end to the story of Joseph. Who would have thought that it would end this way, from the prison to the palace? He would become the statesman of what was the most powerful country at that time. We could ask the question of what made the difference to this story. What did Joseph had that stood by him? What was the secret to this ending? John 15. John 15. John 15. Wonderful. I am the true vine, and my Father is my husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. When you think about it, the answer is quite simple, really. The little maid, Joseph, they abided in Jesus. They abided in him. They held on to his hand in spite of all the obstacles they faced. They did not let go. But more than that, they were willing to share what they knew. They believed that God was there for them, that they were safe in his keeping. Question: are we willing to share? Are we willing to be that salt for others? Are we willing to be that light for others to see? Are you, willing to share Jesus with someone this week? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go into the week that lies ahead, may we lift you up as our Lord and our Saviour, to be willing to share you with those who we meet. Dear Lord, may you shine out through us, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.